This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Euroskeptic parties topped the polls Sunday in the European Parliament elections in Britain, France, and Italy. Reuters reporter Ryan Brooks looks at nationalist gains across the continent, starting in Britain.
The country was supposed to have already left the EU, but hasn't been able to decide how, when, or even if it will deliver Brexit.
Thank you.
The new Brexit party of Nigel Farage has humiliated the ruling Conservatives and main opposition Labour Party, according to projections. It looks to have won the most votes, while the pro-EU Lib Dems, Greens and Change UK were combined, still a few percentage points behind. Meanwhile, in France, President Macron's centrist movement looks to have been narrowly edged into second place by Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration, anti-Brussels national rally. A similar outcome in Italy, where the far-right League is emerging as the largest party. In Greece, the ruling leftist party suffered a heavy, unexpected defeat by the opposition Conservatives.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. But behind all the populist celebrations, there was some quiet satisfaction among EU officials. They had feared Eurosceptics would do even better. Some officials suggested that this year's parliamentary elections may be a high watermark for nationalist populists, noting the surprise resurgence in the fortunes of smaller, strongly pro-EU parties. The Austrian government, the Austrian Parliament has ousted Chancellor Sebastian Kurz in a no-confidence vote on Monday, pushing him out of office in the aftermath of a corruption scandal that had ended his coalition government. Austria's president will now pick a chancellor to head a caretaker government ahead of elections expected in September. Kurz and his party had a strong showing in EU elections, but it was not enough to save him from becoming the first Austrian chancellor in post-World War II history to lose a confidence vote. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed differing views Monday on whether recent North Korean missile tests violated a U.N. Security Council resolution, but they remained united on the ultimate goal of achieving a denuclearized Korean peninsula. At a joint news conference in Tokyo, Trump said he viewed the tests as a bid for attention by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and that he was not personally bothered by them. Abe said the tests did violate the Security Council resolution and stressed that his government is most interested in resolving the issue of North Korean abductions of Japanese citizens. French police have arrested four suspects following a blast in the city of Lyon that wounded 13 people last week. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police had launched a large manhunt after a device exploded Friday on a busy pedestrian street in the central city. Regional authorities said the 13 wounded had suffered mostly minor injuries. Now France's interior minister has announced the first arrest, a development later confirmed by Paris prosecutors who handle all terrorism-related cases. That office later said three more suspects have been detained and formally arrested. An investigation has been opened for attempted murder in relation with a terrorist undertaking and criminal terrorist association. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Arabic language media are reporting that that Syrian government forces are engaged in a bloody battle with opposition fighters over control of Kafr Nebouda, a strategic town north of Hama. Government forces recaptured the town from rebel groups Sunday and are trying to fend off a new rebel onslaught to retake the town. Dozens of fighters on both sides have reportedly been killed in the bloody battle. And the United States paused Monday to honor its war dead on the annual Memorial Day holiday. One Memorial Day celebration in Maine is missing a prominent veteran who died last year. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The American Legion has two empty chairs in Kennebunkport's Dock Square today. It's in memory of all the times former President George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara watched the Memorial Day parade from that spot. Mark Matthews from the American Legion Post 159 said organizers wanted to acknowledge the absence of Bush, a longtime summer resident and a Navy veteran. He missed last year's parade because he got sick after attending an American Legion pancake breakfast earlier in the weekend. Bush died in November at the age of 94, just months after his wife Barbara passed away. I'm Shelley Adler.
Parades and somber remembrances are planned across the nation to recall the sacrifice of military veterans. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.